get what I would say is really kind of a beautiful, beautiful few verses. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 17 through 24. And it's another little small section of this chapter. And I'm kind of going slowly and intentionally with this chapter. So hopefully the pacing's okay. But today, it's just a great little passage. It's come as you are is essentially the message. And it was funny, as I wrote that, I thought about the David Crowder song, Come As You Are, and just kind of let that play in the background. But because that song's just, it's a beautiful song. And, you know, we're all called to God at different points in our lives and at different states, in different conditions, but God doesn't really care about that. He just calls us forward, and he calls us to put down all that we're carrying in that moment. He doesn't ask us to change. He doesn't ask us, as Paul discusses here, for circumcision. He doesn't ask us for a certain behavior. We don't have to behave our way into his good graces. There's no level of purity we've got to reach. Just come. That's what he's telling us. Come taste the grace, as Crowder says in the song. And, you know, Paul is writing to address, in this little section, address some misconceptions and to clear the air. It seems like, and he does this several times throughout the New Testament with his different writings, between Jewish Christians and non-Christians, Jewish Christians coming in, bringing this idea that you've got to behave, you know, that they were Jewish before, and that you have to behave a certain way, and that you got to get circumcised, and that's part of the process of coming in, and non-Jewish Christians had come to faith, and grown men did not want to go get circumcised, understandably. And so, you know, they're trying to wrestle with that. And Paul's like, no. You're good. Come as you are. You are good where you are. And he's very clear in these few verses. In fact, this was a big part of a scene in Acts where the church comes together and wrestles with this. And we see this is the same topic that we see James kind of emerge as a leader in the early church. You know, kind of coming out of the shadows as Jesus's brother, and then all of a sudden, and not being a believer, and then all of a sudden coming forward. And so the idea is I'm already enough because it's not about me, and you're enough because it's not about you. God called us because he is enough. All right. And he is enough to take us as we are, to use us as we are, and to grow us starting from right here, right now, with what we have, into the person he wants us to be. And that's a beautiful idea to start the day with. So great short reading today.